I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review the third season of Only Murders in the Building, the hit whodunit series on Hulu. Steve Martin is back as Charles Hayden Savage, along with Martin Short as Oliver Putnam and Selena Gomez as Mabel Mora. They're the ones who collaborated to form the Murder Mystery Podcast, and they're the ones who have been able to solve the crimes from the last two seasons. They're now joined by Paul Rudd as a professional actor who drops dead the minute the play begins, and Meryl Streep as a struggling actress who, after all these years, finally gets discovered by Putnam. I reviewed all three seasons of Only Murders in the Building, and I must say, this is a brilliant show. We all get two episode premieres, and each week we get one new episode, and we're dying, pun intended, to see who the killer is, where the three podcasters will head into, and the real missing piece of this latest puzzle. How are the movie Knives Out and the show Only Murders in the Building franchises that never run out of gas and keep us laughing and guessing simultaneously? Because on different circuits, they really know how to take risks and have the right stars who are actually committed to their parts. 3.5 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs down for the whiny and wasted Landscape with Invisible Hand, thumbs down for Gran Turismo, the racing film that could have been better, thumbs way up for Jurassic Park, celebrating its 30th anniversary this week, and thumbs down for Liam Neeson's latest boring action picture, Retribution, and on the TV side, thumbs way up for the third season of Only Murders in the Building, which gets better at every turn. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.